With today's top stories, I'm Tonata Kavila. The United States has confirmed Namibia's continued eligibility for the African Growth and Opportunity Act benefits, along with 31 other African countries, following the program's annual review. AGOA, a trade agreement between the U.S. and sub-Saharan Africa, supports economic growth by allowing Namibia to export over 6,400 products to the U.S. tariff-free. Here's the Minister of Industrialization and Trade, Lucia Ipumbu.
Namibia is amongst the 31 eligible countries whose term of AGOA to be extended, because initially AGOA was to expire in 2025. And for the past 2 years, we have been in negotiations with the team in the USA. Last year, we attended another platform in May where we were pleading for an extension. That means for Namibia, we can now fully implement our strategy. We never had AGOA implementation strategy ever since we subscribed to the agreement. We only crafted one in 2020, which started being rolled out in 2021.
The government, through the Office of the Prime Minister, in collaboration with the City of Windhoek's Disaster Risk Management Team, has distributed food parcels to over 280 households in Agstelaan and Ochomwese, whose homes were flooded by heavy rains on Saturday. OPM Public Relations Officer Maximus Halwodi.
The once-off food parcels includes 15 cans of tuna fish, 1 liter of cooking oil, 15 cans of Russian rolls, and 4 bags of 5 kg of rice. The team will then continue to provide tents and relocating the victims to a safer area that is allocated by the City of Windhoek in a suburb called Koreahab.
Political analyst Levin Doe says the ANC must focus on regaining the trust it lost in key provinces during last year's general election in SA. The party lost its majority for the first time since democracy, receiving 40% of the vote. Doe told SABC News that as the ANC marks its 113th anniversary in Khayelitsha, it needs to reconnect with voters.
Love to see is for them to get the majority so that they are in charge. History has taught us that when the ANC has lost power, it becomes very difficult for them to regain that power. They need to bring in new strategies, also ensuring that the trust that is lost is regained again.
And January 7 marks 10 years since the Charlie Hebdo attacks in Paris, when 12 people were killed at the offices of the satirical newspaper in 2015. A ceremony is taking place in Paris on Tuesday to mark the anniversary. Ross Cullen reports.
President Macron and Paris Mayor Anne Hidalgo will take part in a ceremony to honour the victims of the attack that happened on this day 10 years ago, when two gunmen shot dead 12 people, including 8 newspaper staff, in response to the publication of cartoons depicting the Prophet Muhammad. There will be a second special ceremony here in Paris on Tuesday to honour the victims of the 9th of January 2015 attack on a Jewish supermarket, during which 4 Jewish hostages were shot dead.
Find all these stories and much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.